Yeah, I know. We've been doing that thing where we've been riding the horse on the program all the time. I thought we'd go out and get a Harley.
I'd like that.
And you and I go out there and do some recording, put the helmet on now, and then go ahead and start this puppy up. There we go. Yeah, I thought we would just go out there and record some shows.
Awesome.
Do some things that we haven't been able to do. But you can help me out, all right?
Sure.
Okay, let's get going. All right. Let's go record. Hey, I'll tell you what, man.
What?
I'll race you there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
I'll beat you.
I'll beat you.
It's once again time to do what we do. Hallelujah. On It Is Time. And that is, we proclaim the good things of heaven, that it is a timely message in the times of the Gentiles, or the times and seasons of our life, to proclaim that God has done something in Christ about sin. He's done something about our righteousness, and he's done something about our eternal standing with heaven. And I got good news to tell you. Well, my name is Ed Gutfeld, and we're glad you're with us. We have another wonderful program lined up for you to speak unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. We're on the right side of time. It's on our side because we're redeeming it. We're buying it back for eternal value. And we're glad you're with us to share in the blessing. Well, as you may have noticed, we got ourselves a bike. We got ourselves a hog. We got ourselves a Harley. And we still have the horse. He's still in the back there. And he's grazing on the grass of the Word of God. And so we've always got him in case we need him. But we're riding the Harley now. And we're thanking God for that. And we bring it into the studio every once in a while. Just kind of crank her up. And we've got good news to tell, man. You got to get on the bike with us and go out and proclaim the good news. It's time to stand up for heaven and do some great things. We'll go ahead and put the bike in the back room. We don't need it here right now. But we just want to thank God for the opportunity to share his word. And you can share it with us. And know that you're in the right place at the right time for the right things to be happening in your life. And we're thankful for that. And, you know, we don't want to absolutely be out of the loop of anything that God is doing. God is doing so many great things right now. And there's so many things, so many ways to put our hand to the plow and not turn back, that to miss anything just wouldn't be right for any of us. So we're just going to go ahead and proclaim the word of God. And we talked about yesterday on the show, the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And the kingdom of God is the realm of God's reign. That's exactly what it is. And you go to a place, and sometimes, you know, there's a boss that maybe is like an overlord, that kind of like a Darth Vader type figure. And you walk in there and you can sense it. Well, you know what? When we have the kingdom of God within us, it says in Luke 17, and wherever we go, we want to bring the kingdom of God, and people can sense, hey, God is reigning right now. And if you don't have that sense in your heart, we want to put it in you, because you know what? It's time for the reign of God. That's right. This is Steve Mitchinson. We want to kick off the program with one of my favorite songs of all time. Lift your hands up, get excited, shout amen, somebody, because it's time for the reign.
It's time. Wars that
Yes, it is. That is exactly true. Oh, my goodness. That's why I like that song so much. It's time for you. It's time for the kingdom of God to reign. It's time for God to be lifted up on high. You know, there's something about the kingdom of God that's the realm of God's reign. It's time for the reign of God. And when God is reigning in a place, his authority, his love, his characteristics are absolutely the thing that is most evident. And when people have that in their hearts, oh my goodness, there's a lot of grace, there's a lot of mercy, there's a lot of tenderness, and there's strong authority. Don't misunderstand me, there's strong power. In fact, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20, for the kingdom of God is not in word but in power. And that's difficult to demonstrate when you don't have, when we're talking about the real power of God. Do you have it? And it takes a submitted life. It takes a humble life to have the power of God. And it doesn't take a whole lot to just be religious, you know, and just, this is the way I do things and I want things my way. And maybe you have a stained glass tone to yourself and everything looks right, but there's no power. There's no power to overcome sin, to overcome rebellion, to overcome the evilness of this world and still walk with a good testimony. So we're proclaiming the word of God with power. And that's why we know that if you haven't signed the petition yet, the petition to just keep the Pity Party City, USA, keep them out of our town. There's Pity Party Cities going on. And, you know, the devil loves self-pity. And he has self-pity party cities. Pity party cities. He wants to erect in our towns, but we're saying no to that. Absolutely. You got to hear this public service announcement right now.
This is a public service announcement of citizens against Pity Party City.
Something must be done. This has to be stopped.
Pity parties are threatening our cities. Mr. D. Satan must be stopped.
There's only one solution.
Blood of Jesus overcomes self-pity.
We saw the expansion of Pity Party City by Mr. D. Satan as a threat to the welfare of our people, and we're taking action, fighting against plans for more Pity Party Cities.
Well, if they think they can just skate into our town and triple nuts over our people and the fine outlook on our future because of the blood of Jesus, then I say Pity Party City has truly underestimated the weapons of our warfare.
We view the bold attempts of Pity Party City's expansion as an out-and-out effort to steal the hope and the vision away from each citizen.
As mayor of this city, we're taking action. We're arming each citizen with the promises of God. We're taking the It Is Time broadcast and sharing it with everyone. We're spreading the news of Team Edify and enlisting our townspeople to rise up and edify one another. We will run Mr. D. Satan out of our town and forbid the expansion of these Pity Party cities. We will be edified by God and not taken over by self-pity. Yes, you too can take a stand against the expansion of Pity Party Party Cities in your town. Let's edify one another and be pity-free.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by It Is Time Podcast and the good people at Team Edify.
Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We are a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will receive edification for our lives, bring edification to those around us, and give edification away to someone new each and every day. As a team member, you will receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a lifetime membership card, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifyforlife.org and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression. But we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifyforlife.org. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifyforlife.org. That's edifyforlife.org.
That's right. We need your help, and we just thank you for that. And we get involved and edify one another. You know, edification is not everything, but it is certainly one of the greatest things because we do more edifying. There's more opportunities to edify people than there is anything else. So we appreciate that. And we're not going to have any pity party, Party City USA over here. No way. Pity parties that the enemy wants to throw are based on the lack of knowledge concerning the kingdom of God. And we're here pronouncing the kingdom of God. The realm of God's reign has come, and the realm of God's reign is now. And we need to take up the message of the kingdom of God is now. It's righteousness, it's peace, it's joy in the Holy Ghost, because Jesus, our Savior, has risen. And it's a little spot about the uniqueness of our Lord.
He's been known to heal the sick in distant towns by only speaking a word. He once walked on water just to get closer to his friends. He fed 5,000 people with only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. His blood redeemed the world. He is the Son of God, Savior of the world. Drink the living water that only He can give. He said,
"You'll never thirst again, my friends."
Exactly true. This is a powerful, powerful song. We haven't played it for a while. It's John Waller. Our God reigns here. Yo, boy, I'll tell you what. Fasten your seatbelt because we're about to take off. If you haven't heard this song before, you need to listen with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. This song depicts the authority that's in the kingdom of God that we can have in our homes, in our churches, in our cities. We'll walk closely with Jesus. Here it is. Our God reigns here. John Waller.
Spirit of death, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Yeshua's name. Spirit of fear, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. You're not welcome here, so go. Spirit of doubt, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Yeshua's name. Envy and jealousy, you have no place here. Command you to live in Jesus' name. And go back from whence you came. Our God reigns here.
claim this crown in Yeshua's name, 'cause our God reigns.
Our God reigns here. That's John Waller. My goodness. That is amazing. It's amazing in every way, shape, and form. What a mind changer. What a life changer. What a future changer. What a everything changer. It just changes everything. Your focus has changed. You know, you're not a victim anymore. You happen to be a victor. Hallelujah. Because you share the victory that's in Christ. When he rose from the dead, he didn't raise from the dead for himself. He raised from the dead for us. And he said, if you want to hold on to your life and try to save it, yeah, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to miss heaven. That's a lot to miss. But he said, if you'll lose your life for my sake in the Gospels, you'll find it. And boy, what an awesome thing that is when that selfish man inside of us dies. And raised from the dead to walk in newness of life is this new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And it's just amazing what happens in the heart and soul of a person. You know, the scripture said in Acts chapter 8, verse 12, it says, when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus, they were baptized, both men and women. Isn't that amazing? There's an obedience. Well, who wants to go out and get baptized? Who wants to go out and, I mean, what's the point in that? Maybe you were in church all your life and you think, well, Pastor Ed, why are you being so sacrilegious saying who wants to be baptized? But you got to think about it. Not everybody's been in church. A lot of people have never seen the inside of a church, never read a Bible. But when the Lord says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's the ushering in of the kingdom of God in your life. And to step out of the kingdom of God and step into the kingdom of light. You know, God is very powerful when he talks about in his word. In fact, this morning I was just thinking about the wonderfulness of that scripture. I've read so many times in my life and shared it with a group of people this morning. As a matter of fact, it's just so absolutely beautiful. And in Acts 26, verse 18, it said God appeared to Saul, you know, Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul. The kingdom of God was so real to him. He said, I've appeared to you for this purpose, to open the eyes and to open the people that you're going to meet, to open their eyes, to turn them from the darkness to light, turning people from darkness to life and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. That's a powerful message. That's what Paul said. This is what God says. This is why I appeared to you, to open people's eyes, to turn them from darkness to life, light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. What a life changer. That changes everything. So I'm so mad at that guy. Well, you can't be that mad at that guy in the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God doesn't have that kind of retribution and that kind of bitterness and wrath and clamor and evil speaking and all that junk. The kingdom of God has God as he's the one that says, okay, this is what you do, this is what you don't do, this is what you do, this. And you know what's amazing is God gives you a heart to want to obey. That's not natural. Somebody said, I'm just a stubborn Irish person. I'm just a stubborn German person. Well, you know us, you know, Lithuanians, we're stubborn. We're all stubborn. We all need the grace of God to turn from our wickedness, to turn from our selfishness, to turn from our pride, and come to a place where we say, Lord, you reign here. Lord, you reign here. He reigns. He reigns. Lord, I want you to reign in my life, reign in my heart, reign in every area, and just cause your kingdom to come in my children, in my money, in my marriage, in my parents, and all the people I meet at the job. I want your kingdom to reign, and I want to bring your kingdom wherever I go. And that's where we get to say, you know what? He reigns. Our God reigns. That's what he does. He reigns. Oh, all over the world. This is the Newsboys. And a wonderful, powerful song called He Reigns. And I want you to just exalt in the Lord your God and let his kingdom reign over all your life. This is the Newsboys. He Reigns.
It's the song of the redeemed, rising from the African plain. It's the song of the forgiven, drowning out the Amazon rain. The song of Asian believers, filled with God's holy fire. It's every tribe, every tongue, every nation, a love song born of a grateful choir. It's all God's children singing glory, glory. Cathedrals to the faithful gathered underground. Of all the songs sung from the dawn of creation, some were meant to persist. Of all the bells rung from a thousand steeples, none rings truer than this. Singing glory, glory, hallelujah.
That's what's so beautiful about our King. He reigns. He reigns. You don't have to be full of anxiety. You don't have to fret or be anxious about anything. Because why? He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. So how do I appropriate that? How does that become different in my life? How does that make my life different? It makes it different by when you take hold of Him and you allow Him to become your all in all. You allow Him to be the one that shines on your heart. And that sovereignty of heaven just comes in and washes you and makes you whole and makes you clean. And His kingdom starts reigning. As we read before, I want to read it to you again. It says, the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Well, what does that mean? Of course it has to be in word. I mean, how else are you going to tell people about it? Well, you can demonstrate the kingdom of God. How can you demonstrate the kingdom of God? By saying, all right, Lord, you're king here. Now we're just calling for your reign. And if there's some sick people, let's pray for them. If there's some people that are oppressed, let's pray for them. If there's some people that need an answer to prayer, let's pray. If there's some people that are full of bitterness, let's take care of that. God's power is here. And it's not magic. I mean, you have to yield yourself to God. You have to say, all right, Lord, I come to you. And when they heard the preaching of Peter on the day of Pentecost, they said, what must we do? See, when you hear about the kingdom of God coming in power and you see a display, people start saying, what should I do? What do you want me to do? He said, repent and believe the gospel. Oh, my goodness. And you, the times of refreshing shall come on you. And you'll be refreshed in heart. And the kingdom of God in Luke 17:20 does not come with visible appearances in terms of there's not a building over there. And that's the kingdom of God. And that's where God put all his kingdom. And it's not a headquarters in some city somewhere. God's saying, no, it comes through people's faith in their heart. That's where the kingdom of God is seen. Glory to God. And it's not according to rules and regulations. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. No, it's not. And the kingdom of God, according to John 18:36, is not of this world. You will not find a legislative law that can bring about the kingdom of God. You will not find a man that embodies the kingdom of God. No, it's where God is in control. It's where God is ruling and reigning. And so many things God is not in this world. But we've got to be in this world, but not be of this world. And the kingdom of God is not of this world. The kingdom of God, as we said, is not in word. What is the kingdom of God? It is, first of all, it's among us. It's within us. Second of all, it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14:17. It is righteousness. It's peace, the peace of God. It's the joy that's in the Holy Spirit. And these things cannot be. They cannot be duplicated. They cannot be replicated. They cannot be, what's the word I'm looking for? You can't fake these things. That's what I'm looking for. You can't fake the joy of the Lord. You can't fake the righteousness of God. Oh, it's not some religiosity thing where you point the finger at somebody else and say, see what you did. Righteousness is of the heart. When the woman was caught in adultery and they brought her to Jesus, and Jesus had righteousness in every cell of his being. They said, Moses said, stone her, what do you say? And Jesus didn't say, well, you know, she sinned and she should be stoned. And I've got to uphold God's word. These people are scaring me now. They caught me. Jesus didn't even walk with any fear. He said, hey, whoever's without sin, cast the first stone. And he was trying to tell the people, God's kingdom is not like anything you've ever seen before. And the Holy Spirit is here to change people's hearts. And they couldn't do that before. But now that the Holy Spirit has been poured out, God can do that. Hallelujah to Jesus. And then Romans 15, verse 19. I'm just reading from my Bible. So you hear pages turning. I'm just reading from the Word, you know. It's just a beautiful thing to read from the Word. Just listen to that. Those pages turn. Isn't that beautiful? Hallelujah. And the Word says that, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Iconium I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. He said, I would not dare speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed, but through mighty signs and wonders. See, the kingdom of God is displayed in mighty signs and wonders. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, in verse 24, the word says, but we preach Christ. This is verse 23. We preach Christ crucified, and to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolish. See, the natural mind says, I don't believe this. But unto them which are saved, or called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Notice that. Christ is the power of God. And so we just thank God for that. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. Though we war in the flesh, though we live in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. And that's you know, our sponsor, one of our sponsors, 2 Cor 10:4. And we enjoy those people. We enjoy the fruit of partaking of this scripture. For though we walk in the flesh, verse 3, we do not war after the flesh. Verse 4, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So you see that there's power displayed when the kingdom of God is there. And if all you are is religious, and all you are is you have a title as a leader in your church or an elder or something like that, hey, you know, for your dedication, God bless you. But God wants you to be able to demonstrate the power too. He wants me to be able to demonstrate the power. For if our gospel came not unto you, our gospel came not unto you in word only, but in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. He's telling you it didn't come in word only, but it came in power and in the Holy Spirit and much assurance. These words that I'm speaking unto you come with much assurance. They come with power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. I can say to you right now and mean this, and you can receive it right now. Be loosed from your infirmity and receive healing. I can say to you right now, I'm not speaking just a word. I am transmitting the power of God. Be forgiven and do not think on that thing ever again. For you are free. Whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. That's a command of the kingdom. And if you receive it, you can have it. That's a command of the kingdom. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You better believe it. There's something about the kingdom of God that we get so hungry for. And people say, you know, I've only tasted a little bit. I want more. Well, if you want more, let's go get more. Let's come after some more. Let's get involved in the more. Let's refuse to be denied. Amen. Let's refuse to be denied. Why? Because God has made something far more available to us than just a little dabble, do you? This is a word from our sponsor, 2 Cor 10:4. Go ahead and listen and be blessed. Our sponsor this half hour is 2 Cor 10:4. Has your mind been plagued and bombarded with the high traffic of vain imaginations? Have the thoughts and accusations from the father of lies been jamming and congesting the freeways of your mind? Do human reasonings and haughty intellectual arrogance overcrowd and clog the corridors and throughways of your thinking? Then it's time you try 2 Cor 10:4. 2 Cor 10:4 was first introduced by the Apostle Paul around 56 AD. 2 Cor 10:4 carries the anointing of God and has been overpowering mental congestion for centuries. Known by its full name, 2 Corinthians 10:4, this passage of Spirit and Life has been eliminating stress and anxiety through its authoritative casting down power. Yes, the thoughts are cast down when the believer addresses them so in the mighty name of Jesus. When this gospel is applied, the mental traffic and congestion is cleared up and all thoughts of peace prevail. When 2 Cor 10:4 is on the job, the traffic report is clear and smooth sailing. You can find 2 Cor 10:4 in the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians, right after 1 Corinthians and just before Galatians. 2 Cor 10:4, a spiritual weapon to fight and beat the mental traffic jam. Apply it today and be at peace in moments. In this corner, wearing red trunks, hailing from the mountain of God, created as the anointed cherub that covers, but since has been cast out as profane and fallen from heaven as lightning, destined to be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone with the beast and the false prophet, to be tormented day and night forever and ever. He is the prince of the power of the air, the prince of darkness.
the dragon, that old serpent, better known as Lucifer, I give you the devil and Satan. In this corner, wearing white trunks, left for dead in trespasses and sins, with no righteousness of their own, but now crucified with Christ, buried with Christ, and raised with Christ to walk in newness of life. The General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn, which are written in heaven, the Church of Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. There's warfare going on. There's warfare going on between the church and that old devil, the serpent, the dragon. But we know what his final outcome will be, and we know what our final outcome will be. Come on, church. We got to rise up, and we got to be strong in this day and this hour. And we've got to be the ones that put on the armor of light. We got to be the ones who put on the helmet of salvation, the shoes of the gospel, the sword of the spirit. And we got to be the ones who say, God, you know what? I know what you're up to because you've revealed yourself, and I refuse to be denied. I'm going forward in the name of Jesus. I got the white trunks on, the righteousness of God imputed to me, and the enemy cannot touch me. He cannot win against me because I am not dressed in my own armor. I'm dressed in the armor of God. And we can be full of faith, knowing that if we refuse to be denied, we're just going to come after God. We're just going to come after him. We're the church. We're the church of Jesus Christ. We have covenant rights and covenant privileges. We have a relationship with God. Don't let the enemy talk you out of that. Don't let the enemy tell you you don't matter. Oh no, the kingdom of God is here in not just in word, but in power and demonstration. We have access to the throne of grace. Let this song by the Desperation Band just bless you and just make up your mind. I refuse to be denied. We have covenant privileges with our covenant God.
We're here, God, because your promise has been fulfilled in us. We're here, God, because when we seek you, we find you. God, when we ask, we receive. When we knock on the door, you answer it. Your word is alive. Your word is alive today. It is truth. It is everything.
I am yours. You are mine. I refuse to be denied. All of you is my heart's cry. I refuse to be denied. I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you. Yeah. I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you. Though I'm weak, though I'm dry, I refuse to be denied. And all my life a sacrifice, I refuse to be denied. I'm coming after you. 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 Keep singing it. Yeah.
I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you.
Coming after you.
I'm coming after you.
Coming after you. Coming after you. Coming after you. Coming after you. Coming after you.
This is the prayer of our life. Hear us, God.
We're coming.
That's our prayer right now, is to come after Jesus, to come after him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. We are the church of Jesus Christ. The enemy of our soul hates us. He doesn't like us. He doesn't like anything about us. But I got news for him. We're not serving him, and it doesn't matter what he thinks, what he says. We got our eyes on Jesus. We got our eyes on the Lord. We got our eyes on the God who loves us, the God who wants to heal us and make us whole and keep us in the mighty arms, in his mighty arms, in his grasp. This is the Revelation song, Mighty to Save album. Oh, thank God.
Worthy is the
where the Lamb is worthy.
Lamb who was slain.
God's reigning in our lives.
Holy, holy is he.
Thank you, Lord. Reign over our lives and our hearts.
Come.
Greg, check this out. If I rub these two sticks together, I could get fire. Look at this. Whoa, wow.
Hey, man, that's pretty cool. But if I lift these two hands up, I get the Holy Ghost and fire.
It is time to cast off words of darkness.
Yes, it is. We're talking about the kingdom of God ruling and reigning in our life and in our hearts. It's the realm of God's reign happening. Hallelujah. And when we lift our two hands in the air, we activate. Oh, I hate to kind of describe it that way, but that's what it is, man. You know, you rub two sticks together, you're going to get a reaction. You lift your hands up, you're going to get a reaction. Heaven will come down and glory will fill your soul. Man, I'm doing it right now. I take two Core 10-4 while I'm on the job and it gets my mind pure and clean. And I lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting, like the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2. And I tell you what, it just is like a magnet for the heaven, for the glory of God to show up, not only on the inside, but also around us. Whatever we're doing, and that's what God would have us be doing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, we have a sponsor this half hour, and this is a very difficult time in our history, and financially, people need to have something in their hearts and in their minds about what life is all about. And so we need to be bracing ourselves with the Word of God and understand that Philippians Financial has an answer for us. They have a 419 account, and there's a lot of doubt and unbelief. But I tell you what, God has an answer.
They tell you, if you sign up for the retirement, by the time you get 30 years in, you're going to have $1 million if you say such and such. I don't know anyone over there that has $1 million.
Money is being siphoned out every year. It's like having a leaking bucket.
And the chances of ending up behind the eight ball are very large.
Financial institutions seem to be coming and going in these tough economic times. Some say they are too big to fail. How secure is that? At Philippians Financial, it's God that can never fail. Philippians Financial knows it can be tough to know where to put your hard-earned dollars, especially that first 10%. But we know it's God that you put first and His Word that you trust. When you invest in your special 419 account, you are putting your trust in God's promise. Then the ministry goes forth with financial strength, having received of each believer the offerings and first fruits as an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Then Philippians Financial goes to work as God says, He will supply all of your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. This 419 account is not subject to the up and down conditions of this world. This is a promise backed by the throne of God, a strength too big to fail because God is too good to fail. At Philippians Financial, our 419 account is the right choice at any stage of life. It's eternal, it's safe, and it yields the highest dividends of any investment on earth as it is in heaven. Make the Philippians 419 your choice. Philippians 419 is only available through Philippians Financial and faith in Jesus.
That's right. This is Dwell by Aaron Keyes. Something is in the air. Glory to God. It's the glory of the Lord. Go ahead and reach out. Let it take over your heart and mind. Let the Holy Spirit fill you up to overflowing. His power is here to set us free and keep us free. In the name.
A thousand may fall at my side, though the enemy I will not fear the terror by night. I will hide in the shadow of your wings. I will dwell in the shelter of the Most High God. I will rest in the beauty of your presence. Your faithfulness is a shield in my trust in the Lord.
Trusting in the Lord right now. We're trusting in the Lord with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. Thank you, Father. We can dwell in the shelter of the Most High God. We can abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We say the Lord, He is our refuge and our fortress, our God. In Him will I trust. Lord, I just thank you for just absolutely invading our homes right now. Wherever we are, in our car and maybe at work or in the home, at church, wherever you are, that the kingdom of God would be so obvious, so evident in our lives, God. Thank you, Lord, for slowing us down, that we don't have to be in such a big hurry. We don't have to be running to and fro. But Lord, we're those that can observe your kingdom. We can see it with our eyes of faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. And we call for your rule and your reign in our children, in our church, in our city, in our government. We call for your rule and your reign in the order of our life. Lord, if there's addictions of any kind, or maybe we've been consumed by things that are consuming our time that are just not right, Lord, we break the power of those things, that our time would be free to be available to you in whatever way you would have us focus. God, we thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ, that God, like never before, we learn to join together and pray and fellowship and worship, because God, there's so many lives at stake that we can't just be lone rangers, but we got to be helping one another. And God, we're so thankful that your kingdom has come. Your will is being done on earth as it is in heaven. And we're living in such a beautiful place with our God. Well, we've had a great program today, a great time in the Lord, and we're so glad you joined us. I just want to thank Alan Gutfeld for a lot of production work, Greg Amon for so much musical input, and all the people that pray for us, and all the people that are spending time just thanking God for touching people through this broadcast, through this podcast. It is time. We thank you for your gifts, the financial gifts that help us to buy equipment and do new things. We want to get some. Oh, there's a ton of things we want to do. So whatever God lays on your heart, just be obedient to Him and everything will work out A-okay. Well, you know, I better get on my Harley here and just thank God that you've joined us. You've helped us. We've done a great thing. It's time. Yeah, just remember that. It's time to keep shouting the victory. Tell somebody. You got to keep telling them. It's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God. Amen. Till next time, don't put it off, because it is time.